Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to another Read the Word. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is already June 16th. Where did this month go? We've only got 5 days left until the longest day of sunshine of the year. 5 days. And then the days begin to get shorter. But I don't like that part either. No, I don't. But I certainly do like how bright it is at night here.
I love that.
Now, today we're going to talk about Solomon building some more stuff. And you have to ask the question, why did the Holy Spirit think it was of such absolute importance to put this in the Bible? Because this isn't Solomon writing this. This is the Holy Spirit inspiring a scribe to write. And he has a reason for it. Here we go. Let's pray our opening prayer like we pray every time we come here to do the program. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith. So I will be rooted and grounded in love and be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height. So I will know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. And amen. 1 Kings chapter 9. 1 Kings chapter 9. Now, for some reason to me, seems like I've already read this chapter. So, here we go again. Came to pass when Solomon had finished building the temple, the house of the Lord, and the king's house, and all Solomon's desire, which he wanted to do, that the Lord appeared to Solomon the second time, as he had appeared to him at Gibeon. God is speaking loud and clear. And the Lord said to him, I have heard your prayer and your supplication that you have made before me. I have consecrated this house which you have built to put my name there forever. And my eyes and my heart will be there perpetually. I wonder what God thought during the 400 years of silence after Malachi before Matthew. Verse 4. Now, walk before me as your father David walked in the integrity of his heart and in uprightness to do according to all that I have commanded you. Keep my statutes and my judgments. I will establish the throne of your kingdom over Israel forever, as I promised David your father, saying, you shall not fail to have a man on the throne of Israel. But if you or your sons at all turn from following me and do not keep my commandments and my statutes, which I've set before you, but go and serve other gods and worship them, I will cut off Israel from the land which I have given them. And this house which I have consecrated for my name, I will cast off out of my sight. Israel will be a proverb and a byword among all peoples. And as for this house which is exalted, everyone who passes by it will be astonished and will hiss and say, why has the Lord done this to this land and to this house? And that's what Ezra was back rebuilding when Nehemiah showed up and said, let's build the wall. Verse 9, then they will answer because they forsook the Lord their God who brought their fathers out of the land of Egypt and have embraced other gods and worshiped them and served them. Therefore, the Lord has brought all this calamity on them. Why would you want to have calamity from God? You just don't want that. Happened at the end of 20 years when Solomon had built the two houses, the house of the Lord and the king's house. Hiram, king of Tyre, had supplied Solomon with cedar and cypress and gold as much as he desired. That King Solomon then gave Hiram 20 cities in the land of Galilee. I'm going to just give you some cities. These are yours. That's very interesting. Hiram went from Tyre to see the cities which Solomon had given him, but they did not please him. Makes you wonder what's up with the cities. They didn't have a good pizza joint. 13. So he said, what kind of cities are these which you have given me, my brother? He called them the land of Kabul, as they are to this day. Hiram sent the king 120 talents of gold. And this is the reason for the labor force which King Solomon raised to build the house of the Lord, his own house, the Milo, the wall of Jerusalem, Hazor, Megiddo, and Gezer. Pharaoh, king of Egypt, had gone up and taken Gezer and burned it with fire, had killed the Canaanites who dwelled in the city, and had given it as a dowry to his daughter, Solomon's wife. So, what is it? The Milo, a landfill. Interesting. Solomon built Gezer, lower Beth Horon, Baalath, and Tadmor in the wilderness in the land of Judah, all the storage cities that Solomon had, cities for his chariots and cities for his cavalry and whatever else Solomon desired to build in Jerusalem and Lebanon and in the land of his dominion. All the people were left of the Amorites, Hittites, Perizzites, Hivites, Jebusites, who were not of the children of Israel. That is, their descendants who were left in the land after them, whom the children of Israel had not been able to destroy completely. From these, Solomon raised forced labor, as it is to this day. But the children of Israel, Solomon made no forced laborers, because they were men of war and his servants, his officers, his captains, commanders of his chariots and his cavalry. Cavalry. Others were chiefs of the officials who were over Solomon's work, 550, who ruled over the people who did the work. That was a 550 number. Mm-hmm. Right there in the Bible. But Pharaoh's daughter came up from the city of David to her house with Solomon had built for her. Then he built the Milo, the landfill. Now, three times a year, Solomon offered burnt offerings and peace offerings on the altar, which he had built for the Lord, and he burned incense with them on the altar that was before the Lord, so he finished the temple. King Solomon also built a fleet of ships at Ezion-Geber, which is near Elath, on the shore of the Red Sea in the land of Edom. Then Hiram sent his servants with the fleet, seamen who knew the sea, to work with the servants of Solomon. And they went to Ophir and acquired 422 talents of gold from there and brought it to King Solomon. He's a builder, and he just seems to get hundreds of talents of gold everywhere he goes. Second Chronicles chapter 8. Solomon's additional accomplishments or achievements came to pass at the end of 20 years when Solomon had built the house of the Lord and his own house. that the cities which Hiram had given to Solomon, Solomon built them, and he settled the children of Israel there. Solomon went to Hamath-Zobah and seized it. He also built Tadmor in the wilderness and all the storage city which he built in Hamath. He built Upper Beth-Horon and Lower Beth-Horon, fortified cities with walls, gates, and bars. Bars, that's an interesting word, isn't it?
It is.
Also, Baalath, all the storage cities that Solomon had, all the chariot cities, the cities of the cavalry, all that Solomon desired to build in Jerusalem and Lebanon in the land of his dominion. All the people who were left of the Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, Jebusites, who were not of Israel, that is, their descendants who were left in the land after them, whom the children of Israel did not destroy, from these Solomon raised forced labor as it is to this day. Solomon did not make the children of Israel servants. Some men were officers, captains of his officers, captains of his chariots and his cavalry. Others were chiefs and the officials of King Solomon, 250, who ruled over the people. Solomon brought the daughter of Pharaoh up from the city of David to the house he had built for him. For he said, my wife shall not dwell in the house of David, king of Israel, because the places to which the ark of the Lord has come are holy. And obviously, she wasn't holy. And you know from later on down the road that it's the women's idols that corrupted Solomon.
Yeah, that's Pharaoh's daughter. So.
That's Baal. They served Baal. 12, Solomon offered burnt offerings to the Lord and the altar which he had built before the vestibule, according to the daily rate, according offering according to the commandment of Moses for the Sabbaths, the new moons, and the three appointed yearly feasts, Feast of Unleavened Bread, the Feast of Weeks, and the Feast of Tabernacles. According to the order of David his father, he appointed the divisions of the priests for their service, the Levites for their duties to praise and serve before the priest, as the duty of each day required, and the gatekeepers by their divisions at each gate, for so David, the man of God, had commanded. They did not depart from the command of the king to the priest and the Levites concerning any matter or concerning the treasuries. Now all the work of Solomon was well ordered from the day of the fountain of the house of the Lord until it was finished. So the house of the Lord was completed. Then Solomon went to Ezion-Geber and Elath on the seacoast in the land of Edom. Hiram sent him ships by the hand of his servants and servants who knew the sea. They went with the servants of Solomon to Ophir and acquired 450 talents of gold from there and brought it to King Solomon. Kings and Chronicles, as we see again, pretty much matching up. Now, this is our circle of the wagons. It's very interesting to me that God not only saw it's important to say what they built and how much it cost to build it and how much gold and silver and everything else it was, but he said it about five times now in the Word of God. And you and I got to look at this and say, God doesn't have a problem with abundance. God doesn't have a problem with wealth. God doesn't have a problem with a wealthy, prosperous lifestyle. God doesn't, he doesn't care about that.
He delights in our prosperity.
He delights in our prosperity. And he said, all of these blessings will come on you and overtake you, and you'll have so much, you'll be the lender and not the borrower. Well, you've got to have a lot to be a lender. But this today's not a day about you've got to be rich. It's about if the God of heaven thinks it's so important that we've now read this about five times because David said how much he gave. Then the Bible says that David gave that much. And then Solomon said, well, my dad gave this much. And then they gave that much and used it to build the temple, and there was that much. Now, that's got to tell us how important it is to our God. And you and I have got to now adjust all of our mentality that says, no, we should be broke, busted, and disgusted. And get that garbage out of our life, because that's not our God. He's not broke. He's not busted. He's not, he doesn't, he, lack is a demonic spirit. It has nothing to do with God.
Amen.
Jesus didn't give you one drop of blood. He gave it all. Gave it all. Let's pray the prayer of salvation. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John
3:16. I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting
you
life.
You give me everlasting life.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are.
Put your hands out and just do it. I receive you into my life right now.
I receive you into my life right now.
All of your grace and mercy.
All of your grace and
mercy. All of your love and righteousness.
All of your love and righteousness.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in
understand
power.
Understand the Word of God.
Understand the Word
pray
of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly
and
language.
Live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every
I
day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. And amen. Welcome to the kingdom of God. That's the first time you prayed that prayer. On the inside, you should be having this moment. Why? Because God Almighty just came to live on the inside of you. And when God, as soon as you say come in and he comes in, that transforms everything inside of you, because you once were in darkness, now you're in light. You once were in sin, now you're in faith. You once were, or now you're in righteousness. You once was in fear, and now you're in faith. Why? Because God Almighty just came to live in the inside of you. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14 through 20, or whatever it is in there, says that God said, I will make my abode within them. I will dwell among them. I'll be their God, and they will be my people. He didn't say I'm going to dwell above them. He said among them. God's dwelling among us. Then he said, I will be to you a father, and you will be to me my children, if you come out from among them and be ye separate. There's no place for us being like the world. The world is not going to come to the Christian to find the world. The world is coming to the believer to find something that's different than they are, free and delivered and transformed and righteous and holy and blessed and abundant and happy and excited and healed and healthy and whole. In Jesus' mighty name. The rest of your life, your place, is to walk with God and be holy. Now, why don't you think about this? Why don't you get this revelation? And I've got some videos I want to share with you, but you got to send me an email so you can get it. Or just go to the YouTube page and see if you can find it. But it just soon you had a communication with me, because then I can encourage you. And as you have a question, you can email me. But watch this. From this day forward, God will only look at you as his son that he's trying to get to heaven. Daughter. A daughter he is getting to heaven. A son that he's getting to heaven. And all of his communication with you will be a fatherly advice communication. Jesus, the commander of the hosts of heaven, he may shout some orders at you from time to time, but that's just what you do on the battlefield. Get the left flank! That's just what you do. The Holy Spirit will be continually, it will never leave you. When you sin, you drag him with you into that wickedness. And he'll never leave you. He's that inner guiding force teacher that is resident right in here. My place in your life is to help you walk with God. So email me. Come and join us on our evening program. Man, we've just had two powerful programs. If you didn't get to see Flag Day program, search it up on YouTube. It's a powerful program, 14th of June. Tonight, we did our founding fathers and our original documents, how they match the word. It's very interesting. Some people will tell you that our founding fathers were all wicked men. But they weren't. Brother David Barton showed you tonight, these were men of God. And when asked the question about who were the most important people in the founding of our nation, they all named revivalists. That's who they named. Because to them, that's what was important. That's why the Moses and the apostles are on the inside of the Supreme Court building in the Hall of Congress to remind the people sitting there, there's a great cloud of witnesses that are surrounding you, and you better do what's right. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, we love you. Share this with everybody. Right down there in the notes, there's a link that says the full Read the Word YouTube list. If they click on that, they can go clear to the beginning, January 1st. And, of course, you're going to watch us grow and develop. And tell them, man, the first couple, they were just learning how to do it. But we got it. And share this with a lot of people. Share it with other nations. If they want to get it translated into their own language, I will help them get that done. Because we're going to, you and I, you're my partner, preach this gospel all over this world. And we'll win many souls, thousands, even millions of souls before Jesus comes back. Get your faith with me in Jesus' mighty name. If you're looking for a place you need to tithe, if you're between churches, you can send your tithe in here. This is a good place. This is a good fertile ground. And the blessing of God is on our life. When you tithe here, we tithe on your tithe. So your tithe is double tithe. It's a pretty cool thing. And I know when it leaves my hand and goes to Dr. Barclay, he tithes on it again. So your tithe will be triple tithe. That means that enemy is just beat down so far he can't even function against it. This word of faith works. And we're glad to have you with us in Jesus' mighty name. Well, till we see you tomorrow, doing this again tomorrow night, we're back in the book of Proverbs for two more nights, and then Ecclesiastes for two nights. It's good. I love it. Thank God for the majestic word of God. Till we see you again, remember this. We love you. And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. See you soon.